Okay, hi, how are you? This is the second take of the second episode. No, fifth episode of The More.
Yeah.
Right now, this is 9:43 p.m. I'm a little bit tired, so you're going to have to take the lead on this one.
Yeah, sure. So, guys, this is which episode was it?
Fifth
episode.
Altogether, yeah.
Yeah, so this is the second episode I'm doing with my partner, Mehdi. It's really enjoyable for me. So, yeah, here we go again. You know, I just read about memes. Just Grumpy Cat has died. It really broke my heart.
Yeah.
You heard it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, that was really sad.
Yeah, it was the, what was his name? The writer for the Marvel series.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Let me say it.
I forgot the name.
Oh, Jesus.
My apologies. Anyway, so he died and he had a picture with Grumpy Cat together.
Yeah, I know. That was really cute.
That was an iconic picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it. So
really cool.
RIP to the Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
Not my favorite meme.
Yeah, that was a cool one. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah.
Hey, don't be like that. So, yeah. Last time we were here, you asked me questions. I have no idea what you were asking. It was really unfair.
What was that?
So, I've decided to just take a revenge. So, this is the revenge. Yeah. But luckily, we're not getting into those kind of personal questions yet. That's kind of good news for you.
We're never going to go into personal questions.
Yeah, we'll get into that later.
Stanley, the name was Stanley.
Yeah.
1922, yeah. 2018.
Exactly.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
No problem.
Yeah. All right. So, what are you down for? Questions or just what?
What do you have?
Well, first question is it's about music. So, since when you've started to listening to heavy metal music, you metalhead?
Metal. So
yeah.
It kind of began with Marilyn Manson, kind of.
Right. I know him.
It was a couple of years ago.
Right.
It was not too long ago. I was a fan of rock music.
Right.
But then I started listening to Marilyn Manson a little bit. It was the soft part. And then I like the hardest music.
Uh-huh.
And then I got into metal and death metal and black metal. And I'm not into that right now. I mean, like, right now it's been a couple of months. Like, it's been 6 months that I've been into rap music.
Uh-huh.
But overly, I sometimes get into metal music.
I get it.
But it's just the fact that it's really energizing. I don't like consider metal or black metal to be a satanic type of music, because a lot of people call it. It is satanic. Some musics are like full of gore,
right,
blood, and they're basically dissing God and whatever. I don't really care about that aspect. I'm not really interested in that aspect. I'm really interested about the music, which is energizing.
Yeah.
So I don't really care about some of the concerts that happen, that, you know, weird stuff. They do weird stuff in that.
Right.
Yeah.
So, did you know Halsey had a tattoo of Marilyn Manson? Like, on her back, I guess? That was a cool one.
Why?
I don't know. She's a fan of him, I guess. Maybe a super fan.
Why would you get a tattoo of somebody you're a fan of?
Oh, I have
would
no
you get
idea.
Any tattoo?
I would not, no. Yeah. So,
well, did you see the picture of Marilyn Manson on Halsey's back?
Yeah, on her Instagram. She deleted all her Instagram photos.
Yeah. Why?
I don't know, but she posted some new ones. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I know you're not really into pop songs. I know it.
I am a little bit.
Right. So what was the best song you've ever heard?
Pop
song. Yeah.
That's a really hard question.
Yeah, that's kind of unfair question.
It's a kind of a random thing, because I listen to pops like really randomly. There is not like, because if you listen to a couple of songs over and over again, like one of the songs becomes your favorite.
Right.
Because I don't have a favorite in pop.
I get it.
Because I used to listen to Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, my God. All right. Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like how long ago was it? Like, back in, like, I don't know, 12 years ago or something?
Wow,
yes.
Really?
And,
so long ago.
Yes, it was so long ago. Yeah. And but, yeah, so I used to listen to him a little bit. Back then, my English was not that well, so I didn't really understand what he was saying.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know any. What's your favorite pop song?
Oh, no, don't do that.
No, what is that?
Yeah, I don't have really those kind of answers for it, because I never, like, give any kind of my friends a top songs of my favorite songs. songs. Because, you know, I love so many songs, the lyrics, the music, the rhythm, everything. So I can go on with choosing one of them. But I'm going to choose the most memorable ones. Like, I have so many memories with it, good ones.
What is that?
I can't give you one pop song. No, I'm not going to do it. No. No. But
just give me three.
No, I can't do it. I seriously can't.
Give me five.
Come on.
Top five.
Top five.
Top five.
Come on. Last time you did it to me. Come on. Seriously. Last time you did it to me, I just gave three.
Here's the top five music.
Wait a minute, please.
In today's episode, we got Pat.
Come on. No, come on.
Say number one.
No. Seriously, I messed up with Eminem 3 pop songs. I'm gonna change it, you know? Yeah, I'm gonna change it.
Number one.
Thank you for that.
Say it.
That was a good one. So, first one's Lose Yourself. Second one, Love the Way You Lie. Third one, Till I Collapse.
I see. You said that and I made a mistake. I said, like, love the Way You Are.
Yeah.
Previous
That's okay.
episode.
Yeah, I get it.
Someone criticized me for that. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you listen to metal?
Not really. But when you told me you listened to it, I just started trying it. It was not
Which
really
ones?
That. But I forgot. I listened to Metallica a little bit. I know it's not really heavy metal, but
no, it's not.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Some of them were really good, and yeah, it just takes your adrenaline, like blood.
Just so that you know, Metallica is not my favorite.
Yeah.
I've listened to a couple of their songs, but they just didn't.
I just looked for the best ones, you know. So I can't remember exactly
you
what
could,
I've
do
listened
you use
to.
Spotify?
Yeah, exactly.
You could like
Spotify.
Look at the like
exactly.
usually puts the first like the most listened songs, the four most listened five, whatever, and you can
exactly.
listen to them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I just
but they're
that.
Mostly good.
Mm-hmm.
And Till I Collapse is one of them.
Really?
If you look up Eminem,
Eminem's
yes.
Page, yeah.
And there's Till I Collapse. There is River. There is
River.
There's Killshot.
Yeah.
And
River.
But yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, thank you
That's
for
it.
That. So, I have a question in here, which I'm going to skip. If I want it, I'm going to do it later.
What is that?
Yeah, I'll just get into that. So, yeah. Which, is that okay if you just get into movies?
Yeah, sure.
You're okay with it?
Yeah.
So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, it totally blew up my mind. That got the rate 9.8 in IMDb. It was really, really weird.
The new Tarantino movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I share the video with you?
No.
No, I didn't, because it was... I think it was last night, or 2 nights ago, where when I saw the second teaser trailer for the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I showed it to a couple of my friends, and it's amazing, because it's got... DiCaprio is not my favorite actor. He's all right. He's okay. I mean, he's a really good actor. He's not just my favorite. Brad Pitt is my favorite. But, you know, on top of that, Al Pacino is my most favorite. So they're like Al Pacino, DiCaprio, Brad Pitt all together, directed by Tarantino. It's going to just blow up. It might stuck, like, it might just be a flop. Like, it might come out and it might just not be as good as people hope it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it might just be glorious, just
exactly.
like previous movie of Tarantino, which was, what was it?
I'm
not really sure. I liked the Inglourious Basterds back in 2009, and that was really
yeah.
good. But yeah.
Right. So, yeah. I've prepared some challenges also in here.
What was that?
Wait. I have questions still.
Oh.
So, what was the scariest movie you've ever seen?
The scariest movie I've ever seen. I don't exactly like. It depends what you consider scary. Is it like
exactly.
jump scares scary or psychological horror scary? Because jump scares a lot of movies.
Right.
There is The Nun. There is It, which was stupid.
Yeah.
There's like
really ridiculous.
There is. The Right. I think I saw The Right. The sound engineer is mentioning The Right. I think I've seen The Right. Yes, I think I've seen it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there are a lot of jump scares in those movies. I mean, I'm not a fan of jump scares.
Right.
I'm actually a fan of a movie that actually depicts the horror in, like, it doesn't just give you something that just makes you jump
right.
20 meters. it's like, what I'm trying to say is basically, I'm kind of direct this question to a video game. which was not actually a video game. Let me tell you about it. The only interactive media that I was really scared of was called PT. Do you know about it?
No.
Back in 2013 or 14, when PS4 had just come out, the PlayStation 4.
No.
That's a console.
Not really, yeah.
That's a console from Sony.
Yeah, I know.
It's a video game console.
I'm not that stupid, please.
Wait.
Come on.
I'm kidding. But so it came out like they released an online, nameless online game called PT. And then people were wondering what PT is. And they started downloading it for free. And then you just basically, the scenario is that you get up in a dark room with nothing. It's just really dark. The corners are dark. And
yeah.
It just, there's a door in front of you. And then you go into the door. You basically, you hear a radio. There's a man on the radio. I did a podcast on it. You can, I don't know, maybe
really?
Listen to it.
Yeah, that's so good.
I've actually narrated the radio man before. So there's a radio man who's talking about a murder that happened a couple of days ago in a house.
That's so cool.
Yeah. There's rain. It's midnight. It's 11:59 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the time doesn't pass 12 a.m. It's like you're a first person. You get into the room. It's like a corridor, and there are like rooms and so on. You cannot open the door, and then you can listen to the radio. You can listen to what the man has to say. It was like a murder, like a man who went crazy,
right.
Who shot his wife, who was pregnant, from point blank range, and killed his daughter in a bathroom.
Yeah, that's
and then
weird.
So basically, you just look at the house. It looked amazing,
mm-hmm.
But the more you try to find what is inside the house, the more it is scares you. It does have jump scares in it. It does. But the fact that you don't know what is happening, the fact that you can't really do anything about it, you don't have any weapons, you don't have anything to interact with. You just have walk and stare. That's it. Or interact sometimes a little bit. But that was pretty much the scariest interactive media that I was
I had
the experience of. Yeah. You can actually play it.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, there's a version for PC. I will send you that later.
That's so good. Thank you for that.
No problem.
That reminded me of Limbo. Have you ever played it?
Yes, I have.
I finished it when I was, I guess, 12, 11, something like that.
Yes, I played it when it came out. Like it was 6 years ago, something, 5, 6 years ago. Limbo, yeah.
Yeah.
He has played Limbo 2.
Really?
There's Limbo 2 too as well.
Yeah,
like there's a Limbo 2.
Played it. No, I haven't done that. Yeah.
No, I haven't done it either.
Yeah.
What is the scariest movie you've ever watched?
Seriously, I haven't think about the questions I'm going to ask. The Nun was not really scary, and also It. The Conjuring was not also that scary.
I mean, The Conjuring had its moments. It was like, okay, like it had its, some of the shots were really nice.
Shot
that the woman was trying to, you know, dry some clothes and, you know, basically the wind blew up one of the cloth and the cloth stood as a person.
I got it.
Like, you remember that
I
scene?
Totally
it was like,
get
it, was, right. it had moments like, you know, it was all right. It was
that
okay.
It was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, tell me three movies, name three movies you regret watching.
Actually, I would have loved to answer the question that three movies that you loved watching, but okay, so three movies. there was an Asian movie.
Uh-huh.
There was a Japanese-made movie. It was like a high school thingy. There's like this girl who goes murdering people, and she loses her arms, and she connects chainsaws to her arms and starts killing people. There's blood everywhere. It's the stupidest movie I've ever watched.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Thank God.
There is... what else is there? I'm thinking Game of Thrones might have been
seriously
one of the most disappointing.
Last episode, huh?
I actually everybody hated it, almost everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
So you haven't watched it, but you know there's a lot of talks about how it's regrettable because I spent 8 years of my life watching, and I actually anticipated a lot from this, but you know the last season was just very fucking disappointing.
I get it. All right. I'm done with the questions, but I'm not done with the challenges I've prepared.
What is the challenge?
I'm going to name a guy, a person, anyone.
Okay.
You tell me three adjectives, anything.
Okay.
Like, I don't care if it's going
to describe
that
person.
Okay. I don't care. Just go on with
mm-hmm.
it. So,
sounds interesting.
Yeah. You see, I'm making it easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Shawn Mendes.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, come on. He's so famous. All right.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah. Anyways.
Hey, Siri.
What?
She's not listening.
Okay.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
That's good. Halsey.
Meh.
Uh-huh.
What That's else? The adjective I'm putting. How many adjectives am I supposed to use?
Three.
Like, three.
Yeah.
Different.
Mm-hmm.
And, peculiar voice.
Right.
Yeah.
Ruby Rose.
Ruby Rose. Can you remind me who that is?
She's a model, a singer, an actress.
Oh, Ruby Rose. I think I've seen Ruby Rose. Who's Ruby Rose?
I didn't get.
She doesn't understand anything.
It's okay.
Ruby, I think I've seen her. Like, does she look manly, boyish?
Yeah, she's a tomboy, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I think I've seen the videos. Hold on. Can you just hold on for a minute? Because I actually. Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
A tomboy. Oh my God, Ruby Rose. You see, one person is going to listen to this podcast and she knows we watched the Ruby Rose video together.
Right.
Actually, she actually showed me who Ruby Rose was yesterday. It was yesterday.
You know, she can totally blame you for that.
It was yesterday that she showed me who Ruby Rose. There was a video on YouTube where, like, what is that? She looks like a lady.
Uh-huh.
And then she just wipes all the makeup and then just cuts her hair.
Right.
And she becomes a man.
That's
and whatever.
A cool
Have you
one.
Seen the video?
No, so it probably went viral.
So, yeah. And so gorgeous. Right. Really gorgeous. Different. I mean, like, boyish.
I knew it. All right.
Yeah.
So, who else I prepared? Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran. I mean, Ginger.
Mm-hmm. Ginger, come on.
They don't have any soul, so... good voice. I mean, these are not adjectives. I'm just describing them.
I get it.
What they are. And humble.
Humble.
Yes, humble. Yeah. I've seen some videos that he's just really humble and interacts with his fans really quite well.
Right.
So he's not literally just top, you know.
You said
just,
humble.
Yeah, humble.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick?
Lamar. You know him?
Kendrick is... Yeah, well, we have a question.
Come on.
We're not gonna talk
going
about that.
Here?
We're not gonna talk about that. I mean, come on, bro.
I don't know that person. All right.
Well, I kind of heard the second name. I mean, I don't really know who they are.
Right.
Kendrick. Creative.
Mm-hmm.
Manly.
Right.
And I mean, all right. Okay, he's all right.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And last part, I'm going to give you two options, two names. You choose one.
Okay.
Tom Hardy or Ryan Reynolds? Like, it's the hardest thing
I mean, Tom...
Yeah?
No. I mean, I actually... The sound engineer is just telling me that Tom Hardy... And I have to agree with him because Tom Hardy is actually, like, he looks manly.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's not my favorite. Like, if you ask me if Tom Hardy is my favorite, he's definitely not my favorite.
Come
he's
on.
Definitely not in what? Any list of my favorite actors. I mean, he's all right.
Okay.
But Ryan Reynolds is okay. I mean, he just has his way of acting and is a little bit funny. Not to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he's okay.
Right.
Yeah.
So, next one. Leonardo DiCaprio or Will Smith?
I will have to go Will Smith. Yes. I will have to go Will Smith. I am legend. Hello. I am legend. 2004. I mean, who doesn't like... If you have never watched I Am Legends, and if you're asking, have you watched it?
I've seen the trailer.
He's never watched it! He's never watched I Am Legend!
All right, please.
Goodbye.
Oh, come on, that
Bye.
Much? All right, I get it.
Well, that is the reason that is the reason that you're asking this question, because, like, what was that, like, Will Smith and who?
Was that Leonardo DiCaprio?
I mean, like, Jesus. I mean, Leonardo is great. I mean, he's perfect.
Yeah.
He's not Will Smith. He's not Will Smith.
Yeah, I
he's
get
not.
It.
He's not that.
Good. I mean,
do you have any? These are interesting. I'm liking these.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what this is? I really appreciate this, Pato, because I'm seriously going to say something really honestly.
Uh huh.
In my career, I've always been the guy who asks people questions.
I get it.
I mean, teaching in my office.
Yeah. You it's just you that never teach me. I've
never been asked any questions before. I've actually been not to the point like this because I really appreciate this and I love being asked questions.
Good.
This is something new. And I actually miss being asked questions. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that a lot.
Do you have any more questions?
I can make up questions.
You can make up questions.
Yeah, I'm not done with the choosing things still.
Okay.
Yeah, so third one, Whitney Houston or Celine Dion?
Whitney.
Whitney.
Yeah, because her voice is like, she has this kind of unique voice. Celine Dion is okay, but you know, there are other singers who are like the same as Celine Dion, not exactly in the same level, but Whitney, no, she has no like other, like she's unique.
I like her spirit, that's it. James Corden or Ellen?
Ellen. I would have to go with Ellen.
Okay.
I mean, she is like, she overplays some of her parts.
She's so cool.
I mean, she is cool.
Yeah.
She's getting old though. Like, she's really getting old. I mean,
I wipe
all that makeup off her face.
It's not like she's always young. Seriously.
I mean, she's getting old.
No, I disagree.
You're getting old too. I mean, you've passed 18, so you're basically old.
Wow, that's unfair.
Do you have any more?
So, rap or heavy metal? That's rap.
I mean, like, that's like a very unfair question.
Yeah.
I mean, it has its own, like, I cannot choose.
Exactly. I just, you see, this rap is the last one.
That's,
yeah.
I mean, like, come on, I can't
come
answer
on, come
it.
On.
If
come
I had
on.
To choose a full over my life, what? I mean, Oprah is fine. I mean, the sound engineer asking whether I choose Oprah Winfrey or Ellen DeGeneres. I mean, Oprah is good, but she has had her time. She's been having her show for a century, and she belongs to a cemetery. And what do you think? Which one would you choose, Ellen DeGeneres or Winfrey?
Well, I don't know them Oprah. So much, so I can't just judge them by hearing like 2-3. Things about them.
No, I
so,
see.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I can't. I mean, if I had to choose between rap and death heavy metal over my life, I would choose rap.
You would choose rap.
Because good. You know what? Because
that's
it
good.
Gives me a better feeling. I need to.
Please
good
don't
feels.
Destroy it. Yeah, okay. So, wait, I skipped one. Logic or NF?
Logic. Definitely. I mean, NF is fine. I mean, yeah. NF is really good. I mean, I love some of NF's songs I've shared.
Which
and
one?
I mean, like, there are some. They're like real music.
Mm-hmm.
There's real music. There's one of the good songs that he has. The other ones are really sad and so on and so forth. But Logic, I mean, there's a problem with Logic. Like, he has a fixed rhythm. There's a fixed... method of singing.
I
mean, like, look at Eminem. Like, he changes every verse.
Eminem is rap's god.
Yes,
Eminem
but
god.
Logic. I mean, I love Logic's way of putting.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, NF is too depressed for me. Like, I'm really sorry about the guy. I hope he gets over his sadness.
Yeah, he's just married. I feel like
NF is married.
Yeah, I feel like he's really happy now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
the girl is so cute. She's so cute. I'm really, really happy for them. Yeah.
Is Logic married?
I don't know. I guess, yeah.
I mean, they're the same age, I think.
Yep.
NF is like 28, and Logic is 29.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. So, I was going to ask you a question, like...
Yeah, what are we getting?
91. Logic? NF was 91. He's 28 years old. He's 20 years old. Right. Goody, do you have any other questions?
Not yet. I can make up.
All right, thank you very much. So we're gonna recap this episode here. I really love these questions. I would love to be asked again. I mean, like, they're great.
You're going to have a lot of these questions.
Yeah, I mean,
a lot of type of questions, a lot of different types of questions be asked. So yeah, don't worry about it.
I mean, like, I think we're over 20 minutes right now, a little bit. 25 minutes. Okay, so it's a little bit, like, it's a little longer than.
Yeah.
So I haven't chosen a title for this episode. It's going to be, like, I'm not sure. I'm going to think of some title and come up with it and then launch the episode in here. But yeah, so for those who are listening, I mean, we do have a page on Instagram. There's nothing in it. Like, if you just search the More Podcast, you're going to find a page with the logo, and you're going to find nothing else. Like, there's zero followers, zero follows. Like, there is nothing. There's zero everywhere. But we're going to get into that. I mean, the more views we get, I'm going to get into the social media and announce whatever there is, and so on and so forth. But yeah, so I think this is it. Do you want to say anything to conclude?
Nope. Thank you so much for answering my questions. It was really
nice. Yeah,
really glad you did.
Yeah, let's not forget the OG. Okay. In this studio, the real OG is like the sound engineer, Ali Alizadeh. Shout out to, you know, shout out like to these YouTubers. A shout out to the real OG, okay. Ali Reza. Ali Alizadeh is like, he's the sound engineer. Yeah, he says hi and so on. So yeah, thank you very much, everybody. We're going to catch you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.